AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. An American citizen originally from Somalia pleaded not guilty in Columbus, Ohio, to charges he was plotting an attack on a U.S. military base or prison. Ed Donahue reports.
U.S. Attorney Doug Squire says Abdirahman Sheikh Mohammed's intent was to kill Americans.
Mr. Mohammed had plans to and did travel to Syria. He received terrorism training there on weapons, combat, and tactics.
Defense Attorney Sam Shemansky says the details against his client are salacious, and the intent is to scare people.
There's a lot of gray here. You know, does this kid have any serious prior record? Zero. Has he ever exhibited violent tendencies? Zero.
Shemansky called the indictment a cherry-picked document, as significant for what it didn't say as for what it did. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two people accused of supporting Islamic State fighters overseas are free on bond after a federal judge in St. Louis approved their release. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the judge said one could be released on house arrest if $250,000 bond were posted. Tuesday, the judge approved the release of the other person. The Fresno County Sheriff says 11 people were injured in a large gas pipeline explosion that shut down a major highway in Central California. County Sheriff Margaret Mims says the blast is being investigated.
We do not know what action caused the gas line to explode.
A second person is in custody after being arrested in the deadly shooting of a University of Kentucky student. A news release from the city says 20-year-old Efrain Diaz of Lexington has been charged with murder and robbery. Diaz and 18-year-old Justin D. Smith are charged in the death of 22-year-old Jonathan Kruger of Ohio. This is AP Radio News. A basketball legend is expected to make a full recovery after a heart procedure in Los Angeles.
Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering at a Los Angeles area hospital following quadruple coronary bypass surgery. The former Lakers legend had the surgery on Thursday, the day of his 68th birthday, at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. According to the surgeon who performed the operation, he is expected to make a full recovery. During his 20-year NBA career, Abdul-Jabbar was a six-time MVP and a six-time champion. He is the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Thousands of students are opting out of new standardized tests aligned to the Common Core standards. This opt-out movement is scattered but growing fast in some parts of the country. Some superintendents in New York are reporting that 60 or 70% of students are opting out. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.